welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out and get in your backyard and fire up a grill. I don't care if it's raining where you are or it's not. You still got a lot of summer left, and you need to get out there and get it going. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Well, thanks for joining us, and thank you, Jop. It's going to be a lot of fun right now because we're going to get to talk to somebody that we've known for quite a while, and he's actually one of our original sponsors, I think, been with us about 5.5 years.
Yep.
Mr. Timothy Surprise. How are you, Tim?
Gentlemen, I'm great. Thank you. How about you?
Hey, you know what? I'm great. I had an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with you this last week, and always a pleasure to come down and see the wonderful facilities at Arcadia Ales in Kalamazoo. I didn't get over to Battle Creek, but I had everything I needed right there in Kalamazoo, a little barbecue, a lot of beer, and just some great, great friendship.
I'm pretty jealous.
Yeah, well, you should be, buddy. But I got some beer. Not all of it, but I got some beer for you. I'm going to keep some myself.
Ah.
Yeah, it's always it's a good thing I write down how much you guys take out, because I know you're lying to each other, whoever makes the trip down.
Damn, he's on to me.
Well, he said you got two cases.
Hey, great to talk to you guys. I wanted to tell you, first and foremost, it's a treat to be able to get back on the air with you. I'm heading across the pond, as Jop, you and I talked a little bit about earlier this week. So I'm getting geared up, packed, and we're going to bring a few Arcadia Ales over to Great Britain.
Well, you know, that's being humble, because you're going to do more than just bring them over there. And this is an American success story. You're about to celebrate your 20th anniversary. We'll get into that celebration in a moment. But you're going to head over there, and you're going to take what is basically a British-inspired beer. You Americanized it, and now you're going to go back there and teach them how to brew it, right?
Well, I don't know if it's teaching them as much as it is a privilege to just join them. As you know, we did this last January at the Banks' Brewery in Wolverhampton and brewed our Angler's Ale for the J.D. Weatherspoon chain of pubs over there, and it's an international craft brewer showcase that they've been doing for a few years. Felt really honored to be a part of that in January. Apparently, they like the beer, the Anglers, enough to invite us back. So I'm back there with our director of brewing operations, Dave Sipple, and this time we're going to Edinburgh, Scotland, and brewing Thunder Trail ESB at the Caledonian Brewery in Edinburgh. So that's a real treat for us, and we feel privileged to be a part of it again.
Have you ever been to Edinburgh?
Yeah, this will be my fourth trip to Edinburgh.
Isn't it a beautiful city?
I was there a couple of times, actually third trip, excuse me. I was there twice before, and just always a treat when you're there. We're only there for 3 days, but I've got a little Scottish ancestry, as you guys know. I've been known to throw the kilt on from time to time at an Arcadia bash. And so I'm going to get a chance to throw the kilt on and brew a batch of beer while I'm at it in Scotland this time.
River otter, not a beaver.
That's correct. Thank you, Jop. That Sporran is a river otter. So thank you for guys. I let the girls all make that mistake, and they immediately think it's the beaver I'm wearing, but it's really
let it, well, we'll stop there. I won't.
So you fly into London? You going to Heathrow?
No, we're gonna fly into Edinburgh, Bob, and it's Detroit to JFK, JFK to Edinburgh.
Wow.
And then we'll train from Edinburgh down to London and over to Devizes to visit a brewery that came over to visit us in June and did a brew with us, the Wadworth Brewery. Again, these breweries have been around 100 to 140 some odd years, so it's a really big treat for us to be able to see some of these legacy breweries in England.
You know,
and then we're going to meet with some folks in London and talk about maybe having some beer available from Arcadia in the UK before Dave and I get back on the following Saturday.
You say it's a treat for you, but Jop, what this tells me is it's going to be a treat for the folks up there, because this tells you exactly how far this brand and this recipes and the quality of this beer has come, to where you can go to the birthplace of this style of beer and bring it to them, and they go, holy cow, that is killer. That's hats off to you, man.
Well, our whole team has been working hard for 20 years, guys, to make this happen, and there's a lot of continuity, right? I mean, our brand, our brewing system that we started with, the yeast that we continue to use, all originated in the UK. So we like to consider ourselves British-inspired and American-crafted. So it's a combination of things that seem to be resonating, not only here, obviously in the United States with craft beer being so popular, but also as well over in Europe and certainly the UK.
And, of course, promoted by the Latin from Manhattan.
Yeah, we've got Mr. Suarez and a great sales team helping and making sure that Arcadia is where it needs to be, right here in Michigan and throughout our core markets in the Midwest. Absolutely.
Well, speaking about where you need to be, let's talk about what's going on September 17th.
Well, we're celebrating 20 years in business, and this will be a fundraiser for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we've got this great riverfront garden and launch area that you guys have managed to see, but it's really special during the summer months. And so as long as we've still got the great weather, we wanted to throw a party, celebrate 20 years being in business. We're going to set up a stage outside in the garden, have five bands. We're going to roast a stuffed 200-pound hog and a number of specialty smoked meats and some special items celebrating 20 years that day. We have about 3 to 6 very unique beers that we'll be featuring out in the garden that people haven't been able to see for a long time, some of which they've never seen before. So it's going to be a fun time, and we're excited about any opportunity that we can celebrate being in this great business of craft beer, food, and while at the same time kind of giving back to the community.
Yeah, Tim, there's always that aspect of everything that you do is you've got giving back to the community. I know you've got your one of your beers that you give 1% of all of your sales for that particular beer back to the river system trails. And I mean, it's just one right after another. Hats off to you, man. You're doing it right.
Well, as I told you guys before, you know, I've got a really tough CFO who happens to be my wife, and she told me that, you know, cut that advertising budget. I want to make sure we're doing something that we can feel good about. And with all due respect to everybody that needs to advertise, we all do, for God's sakes, but I kept losing that argument. So we decided to instead take our advertising budget and give it to nonprofit, good charitable organizations. And you know what, guys, it's really paid off for us. The goodwill, the kind of community building I think that we're participating in, I you know, that's really what matters. So we feel thankful for that opportunity.
Well, and we feel thankful too, because you shared something with me that really surprised me, but it very much humbled me as well. And you said that we're the only advertising that you do, and that was amazing to me, but I understand it completely. And I guess I need to send a big bouquet of roses to Marty for not putting us on a chopping block.
Nah, well, you know, there's very few that we do, and we've done a little bit here and there. You guys we've stuck with for a long time because it's just, you know, we just wanted to support what you guys had going and what you've built, and it's grown into something that's now not just a Grand Rapids audience. You're reaching out across the country, for God's sakes, and our hats are off to you and for the extra effort that you guys have made in building the Grilling Guys. If you want to talk barbecue and grilling, you talk to the Grilling Guys.
Yeah, that's very kind of you. I want to know about these bands you've got coming in.
Well, it's a mix of our music, which we've tried to be building upon for the last year, guys, and it's our effort to supply the kind of musical genres that aren't commonly available in the Kalamazoo Battle Creek area, such as not just a classical twist, but maybe even a brass and or small classical jazz, fusion jazz, Celtic that's a little blend of bluegrass and Celtic.
Very cool.
Even rhythm and blues and soul. Some of those kinds of things that we've been bringing into our mix that are not as commonly found. And so the bands will reflect that which we've been building upon in terms of our foundation of trying to provide an interesting and eclectic musical mix.
That sounds awesome. It is on, again, it's the 20th anniversary of Arcadia Ales.
September September 17th.
The date is September 17th.
Yeah.
It's only $10 at the door.
It's 5 o'clock. Starts at 5 o'clock. It's a $10 admission to get in. And, again, it's a fundraiser for Big Brothers Big Sisters, where part of the proceeds are going to them. And it's going to be a blast. A lot of great food, a lot of great beer. And I get to put the kilt on again, which is always fun.
All right. Oh, you make us all proud. Tim Surprise, Arcadia Ales, we love you, brother.
Love you guys, too. Thanks for all that you do.
Thanks, right. Buddy. Yeah. Cool place, man.
It
Happy
is.
To be part of
and
it.
And I tell you what, I brought home a big bag of barbecue, and it was dynamite. Just dynamite. We can break that down.
And a bottle of beer for me, I hope.
I did one. Coming up next, we're going to roast your chicken over an open fire. Stick with us. We'll be back.